WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of glow-up magic. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. Finding inner peace in this crazy, whirlwind world. Ever feel like you're just running on a hamster wheel? Like there's always something demanding your attention, pulling you in different directions. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and your mind is buzzing like a hive of bees. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let the noise drown out our inner peace. Today, we're going to unlock some secrets to creating that calm oasis within, no matter how hectic things get outside. Think of it as your personal cheat sheet for a zen-like existence, even amidst the chaos. Ready to tap into that inner tranquility? Let's do this. First up, let's talk about mindfulness, and no, I'm not talking about boring meditation sessions, though those can be great too. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment. It's about savoring that first sip of your coffee, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, or truly listening to the person talking to you. It's like hitting the pause button on life's fast forward and appreciating the little things. Trust me, those small moments can add up to a whole lot of peace. Next, we need to ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a serious trap, always showing us highlight reels instead of the real deal. We start comparing our behind the scenes to everyone else's carefully curated front stage, and that just leads to feeling stressed and inadequate. Remember, you are on your own unique journey, beautiful soul. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and focus on becoming the best version of yourself, not someone else's idea of perfect. Now, let's talk about boundaries, those magical words that protect our energy and time. Saying no doesn't mean you're selfish, it means you're prioritizing your well-being. Learn to set healthy limits in your relationships, work commitments, and even social media interactions. You have the right to choose how you spend your precious time and energy. Fourthly, make time for self-care, not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. Self-care is anything that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending quality time with loved ones. Whatever makes you feel refreshed and recharged, make it a priority. And finally, remember the power of gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a supportive friend, these little blessings can add up to a whole lot of happiness. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, it shifts your perspective and brings peace into your heart. Have you ever had one of those days where everything feels overwhelming? You've got deadlines looming, emails piling up, and a constant feeling like you're running behind. Maybe you even snapped at someone or yourself. In frustration. Sound familiar? Well, I remember this one time when I was juggling a million projects and felt completely buried under the weight of it all. It was like trying to juggle flaming bowling pins, stressful and destined for disaster. But then, I took a step back, did some deep breathing exercises, and made a conscious decision to prioritize. First, I tackled the most urgent tasks, then scheduled time for breaks throughout the day. I also learned to delegate some of the workload, realizing that I didn't have to do everything myself. By taking control of my schedule and focusing on what truly mattered, I managed to regain my sense of calm and actually get things done. So remember, beautiful souls, finding inner peace isn't about escaping the chaos, it's about navigating it with grace and intention. It's about creating a sanctuary within yourself that stays anchored even when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. Remember those five key takeaways we talked about. Mindfulness, ditching the comparison game, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and embracing gratitude, these are your tools to create inner peace, no matter what life throws your way. So go out there, embrace the present moment, celebrate your unique journey, protect your energy, nurture yourself, and give thanks for all the good things in your life. Remember, you are capable of creating a life filled with joy, purpose, and deep inner peace. And as always, keep shining bright. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of glow up magic. Until then, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.